Let's get to your letters now. No surprise, our inbox is filled with comments on this week's debate over the Confederate battle flag. Some of you wrote after Monday's interview with Doug Brannon. He's a Republican in the South Carolina House.
Here's a bit of his chat with our colleague, Melissa Block.
You've been in the South Carolina House for 5 years. Had you thought about doing anything about the Confederate flag before this?
I'm ashamed to tell you, no. I should have done it 5 years ago. It shouldn't have been the death of these nine incredible people. I should have done it, but I didn't. And I apologize for that.
Becky Alderman of Brevard, North Carolina, told us she found Brannon refreshingly honest. She also writes, I found myself asking if he, Governor Haley, and others are just saying what is politically correct at this point in time. But even if their words don't truly reflect what's in their hearts, if the result is removing the Confederate flag, then I'll be grateful for that.
We also heard from listeners supporting the flag. Mark Craddock of Pampa, Texas, is one of them. He writes, you might consider that the freedom of expression you wish to deny us is the same one that protects you. And Eric Osterberg of Hanover, New Hampshire, took issue with our coverage. He wrote this after hearing from the leader of the Traditional Youth Network supporting the flag. I was extremely disappointed in NPR for giving airtime to a member of a group that favors the separation of the races.
We're always reading what you write, so keep the letters coming. Send us a note through our website. You can click on Contact at the very bottom of the page at npr.org.